On Joe Sangerardi's desk in the first floor of the Conoco Student Leadership Center of the Oklahoma Memorial Union, there's a pineapple-sized jar, and it's full of condoms.
My friends think it's really funny to have them around here, and I joke that it's, you know, like candy for college kids.
Sangerardi's candy jar is one of many places around campus where students can pick up protection. The efforts of the Student Government Association may not be enough. The condom manufacturer Trojan ranked OU 85th out of 141 in its most recent sexual health report card. The report takes into account 11 different factors, including condom availability, STD and HIV testing, and the quality of sexual health resources.
You know, I had two initial reactions. My first was just kind of like an emotional, like kind of like questioning what's going on. And the other one was a much more educated response that came after I actually analyzed the survey.
A year ago, the report positioned OU at 65th, the best ranking for the university the last 5 years. They dropped 20 spots over the last year.
My reaction was actually, how is it that we've dropped 20 rank spots when we've actually increased the amount of program and accessibility to sexual health programs and supplies? I mean, doubly or triply over the last year.
Even though the OU Board of Regents approved a 9.6% increase to the funding of the Women's Outreach Center last March, Sangerardi still sees a lack of sexual education before students attend college.
I think at OU we do a really wonderful job at teaching sexual health. I think the difficulty we would have here is that maybe in a state like this, where sex ed is a much more contentious debate in public education school before college, I think it's very possible that we have a lot more people coming through the university who've never actually formally had sex ed.
That's because current education laws in Oklahoma do not require it, and if it's taught voluntarily, it's usually abstinence only.
I would say that the majority of the students that I have in my class really didn't get high school sex ed.
Terry Dennison teaches human sexuality at OU.
They're coming into the picture with a real deficit of how to handle sexuality at this point in their lives.
According to the 2011 Oklahoma Youth Risk Behavioral Survey, more than half of Oklahoma high school students have sexual intercourse. That, paired with Oklahoma ranking fifth in the nation in teenage pregnancy by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, highlight why Joe Sangerardi thinks it's important students receive sexual education before reaching a college campus.
I think that it does fall to the public education system to kind of explain people how the process works so they can be as safe as possible if they choose to.
Kathy Moxley directs OU's Women's Outreach Center. She says they've developed programs designed for undergraduates to fill those gaps in knowledge.
We have a group called Sexperts. It's made up of students here at OU who go through training, and then they do a one-hour workshop in residence halls, classrooms, with student organizations on STD, pregnancy prevention, HIV education.
But Moxley estimates they only reach between 500 and 1,000 students. Compare that to the 4,000-plus freshmen that enter OU each year, and you'll see that more than 75% of incoming students are left out. However, since all incoming students are required to complete a sexual assault online training course, would pairing sex education with that make a difference?
I mean, I think more education is helpful. I'm not sure that mandatory sex education is necessarily the way to go on a college campus. I would look for other ways for us to reach our population and make sure that information is accessible.
Like what? Human sexuality professor Terry Dennison has an idea.
Yeah, I think that it has to be interactive and personalized so that people can take scientific information and really apply it to their own lives in a way that's going to work for them.
A big part of the Trojan survey is rewarding universities that acknowledge sex as a part of the college culture. You don't have to be a chemistry major to experiment in college. With the proper resources provided by the university, students can experiment safely. For Assignment Radio, I'm Brant Morrell.